From Milwaukee to Marshfield, where passion meets purpose and policy meets people, this is the Maggie Dawn Show.
It is this moment right now, and we need people that have wealth and access to step the hell up.
Get ready to challenge the status quo with a fresh perspective on the issues that matter to you.
We can't take this as a country to have a leader who is so ill-informed and we look terrible.
Breaking down the complex world of policy and politics with clarity, conviction, and just the right amount of fun.
You got a bad sandwich at your favorite deli. What do you do about it? We can talk about whatever you want to sound off on.
Lawyer, economist, and fearless advocate for the truth. Here is Maggie Dawn.
Welcome, everybody. Yes, it's only Tuesday, I promise. It has been yet another barn burner of a week of news. We've got a bunch of news to talk about this afternoon and some great guests to do it with. Welcome, 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 one and all. I'm Maggie Dawn, your host this afternoon for the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. 855-752-4842. That's the number to call or text if you want to participate in the discussion that we like to convene every afternoon right here on the day's news. And often I bring in fabulous guest co-hosts to help us all be a little bit smarter, to get other people's perspectives on the day, the week's, the month's news. And we've got one of those great guest co-hosts with me for the first hour of today's program. Her name is Angela Lang. You've heard her here before. She's the executive director of Black Leaders Organizing Communities Bloc here in Milwaukee. Welcome back to the show, Angela. It's great to see you again.
You too, always. Thanks for having me.
Of course. There's a lot of news, and I'm just going to tease this out to everybody. It never ceases to amaze me that even news that seems very Milwaukee-focused, actually, I can almost always relate it back up to the national dialogue. And the national dialogue, the national news of the day, often relates right back down to what's happening, not just in Milwaukee or Madison, but all across the state. And indeed, one of those through lines often deals with budget priorities, and we're in the middle of two huge debates here in the state of Wisconsin as to our biennial budget, and of course, in Washington, D.C., as to the big, brutal bill and the Senate trying to get together some sort of their own version of it to try to put something onto the president's desk. The deadlines, the self-imposed deadline of before July 4th, looming large for Senate Republicans on the Hill. Now, everybody, keep your thinking caps on throughout today's show, because before we get through it, before I hit 6 o'clock, I promise you, I am going to stitch together in one big piece, one whole thing, literally every bit of news that we're going to talk about today. So we're going to start with the micro and kind of work out from there. So Angela, there was a bit of local news here in Milwaukee. There was a shooting of a police officer slightly less than 2 weeks ago here in Milwaukee. A 39-year-old man shot a police officer who was responding to a call. The police officer was not killed. And it garnered some attention. The mayor gave some comments in the aftermath of that shooting. Let's take a quick listen to Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson.
And so I'm disappointed that he was shot. And further, I'm disappointed that he was shot by a man who's 39 years old, for real? For real, 39 years old? You're too damn old to be shooting at police officers at 39 years old. You're too damn old. And worse, you got a 19-year-old kid with you while you're doing this? You're supposed to be a role model for this young man. You're supposed to be teaching him how to grow up to be a responsible adult. Yet the actions that you displayed, gonna land you in jail for I don't know how many years. You'll be in prison. You're going to be behind bars for I don't know how many years. That's the message that you're sending to young people. And it's not fair to the other kids who live in this neighborhood to have their neighborhood taped off like this because you want to be stupid out here with guns. You're too damn old, man. You're too old. Grow up. Grow up. Stop.
I appreciate the mayor's words. And certainly, everyone can identify individual responsibility for terrible, bad decisions, but that's never the whole story. And when we start to look and pivot from our response to violence and these appeals to individuals doing better, making better decisions, to me, it always raises the specter of, are we actually also talking about violence prevention and interventions? Mm-hmm. And I wanted to get your take on both the mayor's comments and some of these broader ideas, Angela.
Yeah, I totally see where you're going with the show, because that's where I'm going in my head too.
Yep.
One thing, I understand the mayor's comments and the mayor's frustrations and his sentiments for sure. But I will say, a gentle pushback and critique that I have is, when you're focused on the 39-year-old thing, you're too damn old. What I also hear is, I expect this from young people, but you, I'm disappointed by, which makes me feel like, are we just expecting this behavior from our young folks? Which then brings the conversation into things like the Kia boys or, young folks in the summertime and how, I feel like I'm a kid of the 90s. I was born in 89, but the 90s were, coming of age, right? And you think about all the, summer activities you had. There was a really robust, YMCA teen program that I was a part of. Same with the mayor. The mayor was a part of, YMCA programs as well. A lot of these programs for our young people don't exist anymore. And so when summer's out, we get mad that they're doing these things when we are failing our children because we are not investing into activities and preventative programs. And so for me, I think it's a bit of a hot take, but I think it's a little bit of nuance. When I've talked to folks, some other folks had a similar reaction that the focus being on this 39-year-old, I absolutely understand what he means of you should be an example and you should be a role model and saying, you're too damn old. Well, it almost implies like it's expected of our young people because we have taken all those resources and programs away, especially in the summertime.
Yeah. First of all, also as a child of the 90s, snaps to the 90s, very few times to grow up. And I myself spent a lot of time in the summers when I was a teenager at the King Center and as well as the Boys and Girls Club in Sherman Park. I played a lot of what I'm going to call like loosely organized basketball with girls that I played on travel teams with all around the city. We also had, I'm just going to say it, malls, right? Like kids used to get, like there was just many more robust and, frankly, frivolous things, but in safe spaces for kids to do and hang out. And again, one of the things that it just comes up to me in my mind so frequently is we talk about the exploding budgets for law enforcement. We talk about exploding budgets for our system of incarceration, right? And we are looking down, pardon the pun here, the double barrel of just that issue in the state's budget, right? Like looking at upwards of 800,000 per young person to incarcerate our children at Copper Lake and Lincoln Hills. Whereas our investments in public education in this state's biennial budget are nowhere near where they need to be. Also for things that address kids' mental health. Now, we're going to be joined, Angela and I, by Emily Miota. She is the communications director for Kids Forward. Kids Forward, working with the Annie M. Casey Foundation, has republished some of the Casey's Foundation's research into the racial disparities in outcomes for young people in the state of Wisconsin, which continuously are some of the widest gaps in the country. So as I was looking at the data and preparing for Emily, and the mayor's statement was looming large in my head, I was like, listen, it's not just about personal responsibility and anybody who wants to sell you that. It's just not the whole picture, right? And I know the mayor doesn't mean that. He was speaking out of an understood place of frustration.
Absolutely. Like, I get it. And it's just like, let's also talk about the root causes, right? I think there's a lot of times where it's always the emphasis. I've seen, you know, these situations where both the cop and somebody else was shot, but the focus is always on the cop. It's like we discard the other person who has a family who is also healing and grieving. And, you know, when you're putting out those messages, you know, sometimes kids see that and are like, well, if you already think I'm a screw up or a failure and, you know, you're already not investing in my future, I guess I'm just going to continue, you know, doing whatever I got to do because the community, the adults, the village has turned its back on me.
And that prospect, again, when we think about what is in this, at least the cuts that Republicans have proposed to the biennial budget, Donald Trump's threat to close the Department of Education, we have to see these things of a whole. These are not individual events. These are not individualized questions coming down some conveyor belt of public policy. These are of an entirety, right? Whether we're talking about early childhood education and the fact that the Trump administration basically wants to gut the Head Start program, one of the highest return on investment of taxpayer dollars that our country has ever done in the education space, the defunding of the Department of Education, the defunding of childcare here in the state of Wisconsin, and of course, the defunding of public education led by Robin Voss and the MAGA regime here in the state. It is.
But these are the same people that, you know, say that they're pro-life.
Right. Make
these are the same people.
I mean,
we're going to cut all the things that keep kids from, you know, thriving, but we're still going to claim that we're pro-life. Cool. Make it make sense to me. I don't understand.
That should be. We need some T-shirts. Make it make sense.
Make it make sense.
Make it make sense.
Especially folks, the next few years.
Indeed. Folks, we are joined this hour by Angela Lang. She is the executive director of Black Leaders Organizing Communities. She is my typical, usual, I think, bi-weekly. I look forward to it. I wonder if this week is the week that she's joining me as a co-host here on Tuesday afternoons on the Maggie Dawn Show. We've got coming up a discussion about some, I'm going to call it legislation that Robin Voss and other legislative Republican leaders here in the state of Wisconsin are trying to pass to create unfunded programs that will essentially deprive the governor of the ability to veto them. And again, just a little footnote for everybody, all of the things that we're going to talk about today all come back around and are of a whole because we're going to touch state politics. We just touched Milwaukee politics, and we are certainly going to touch some national politics this afternoon. So don't go anywhere. In case you missed it, that legislation, which again, we're going to get into in just a moment, part of what Republicans have used to explain this was Tony Evers' veto in the last legislative cycle of Republican-proposed legislation to expend a huge chunk of dollars for PFAS remediation. Again, PFAS is this forever chemical that helped us enjoy our nonstick pans back in the day. And interestingly enough, again, that being used, I'm going to say, as a pretext to try to box the governor in, deprive the governor of the ability to veto certain pieces of legislation. They're using that PFAS veto as an excuse for this program or this approach to the governor's veto. Again, he vetoed it because he thought they were creating an out for polluters under our state's Department of Natural Resources regulatory powers. And today, there was a major decision from the Wisconsin Supreme Court about PFAS. Angela and I discuss both of those major state news events when we come back right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay tuned.